Another Republican running for the South Dakota House of Representatives, Mike Weisgram. He's a long-term business owner. This is Weisgram's first attempt at running for a legislative seat. He's a candidate in District 24. Mike, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to visit with you.
And tell the listeners of South Dakota a little bit about District 24, please.
Well, it's Hyde County, Sully County, Stanley County, and Hughes County. So the notable names would be Highmore, Oneida, Agar, Pier, and Fort Pier.
Yeah, it helps people get a little geography in their head as we start to talk.
Yes,
so let's talk, give us a little bit of your background and let me know why now? Why run for the State House at this particular time? What's
sure.
motivating you?
Okay. You're correct. I did operate a business in Pier for 37 years, not always as the owner, but as an employee and partial owner, that type of thing. But I owned the business since 2003. It was a floor covering business. So I did business with really this trade area. I happen to know a lot of folks and, you know, a lot of good customers, and good customers become friends and whatnot. I sold the business in 2015 to two longtime employees, and there happened to be two open seats in this go-round, and it's always interested me. When you live in Pier and Fort Pier, the legislature has an effect on the communities for not only the months that they're here, but in preparation and summer meetings and whatnot. And I've always had an inkling to serve there if the opportunity was right. I definitely have had friends that have served in the legislature, obviously with almost 4,000 employees that are in our community, you know, working for state government. It's a big deal, and I'm really energized to have the opportunity to serve.
Yeah. So, with your strong business background, what kind of mindset do you think, you know, is useful in public service? In the sense that, you know, hey, I'm a strong candidate because I bring this business background, and then likewise, where do you need to put that business mindset aside and say this is different than, you know, what might apply to a large scale retail operation?
Yes, sir. Good question. Let me see if I can answer. yeah. Well, in general, when you run a business, there's lots of opportunities and challenges and ongoing things that have to be solved, and you need to be innovative in how you change with the consumer. And the consumer has obviously changed, continues to change with all kinds of educational opportunities that the consumer does, and the choices that they're out there. So it's different because it's public policy, it's public funds, and you can't just be so judgmental. You have to take more things into consideration. I should mention I serve on the Fort Pierce City Council as well, so for the last 4 years. And so that's definitely opened my eyes on what a role of a business person can contribute to a public entity. And I think for me, issues such as workforce development is a huge thing. Many of my friends are still in the business community, and it's a big deal. It's a big deal statewide to being able to hire enough competent workers to have your or having enough people to have your business grow and whatnot. Did I talk around it or did I answer it?
Nope, you did a lot better job answering it than many people. No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk a little bit about workforce development because that's one of your top issues.
Sure.
What are some of the opportunities to do that kind of development that leads to growth in South Dakota, not only in the short term but in the long term?
Sure. So how do you get your arms around it? I know Governor Disgard was, very focused on it, and I think Governor Noem has a initiative as well. The pandemic has thrown so many things to the side. You know, housing's a measure or a component of that. I had a nice opportunity yesterday to talk to some of my South Dakota housing friends, and it was enlightening to how many programs that are out there that I knew some of, but not in detail, and those can be some solutions. You know, we have some very innovative people that work for the state of South Dakota. I think we just need to marry them up with people that can, help solve some of the solutions. You know, years ago, when I was a young man, I bought my first home with the help of South Dakota Housing Authority. I think I was elated to get 7.75% on a home loan versus 9.5%. Now that might date me. Okay, I'll just say I'm 67 years old, so that probably tells you the era of when I was borrowing money. But is there a South Dakota housing program for young entrepreneurs? Young entrepreneurs are, that's workforce development as well. So, and I would not put that burden on housing authority, but
right.
Economic development. So I guess I'm full of questions. Maybe have some unusual thoughts about them, but I'd like to shake it up a little bit. There's no issue I'm pounding the table on. I think South Dakota is run very, very well.
One has to wonder, coming out of this pandemic with so many, people who've had to adjust their lives for their families and, for education and, at work, that there won't be a lot of people who aren't looking for innovative ways to go into business for themselves, because I wouldn't be surprised at all. It'd be interesting to have that conversation about how do we encourage that, how do we support that, and make this a time of growth and reevaluation instead of just a time of waiting to get back to normal.
The pandemic is going to shuffle the deck. I think that's very obvious. In the years that I was fortunate enough to be in business, one interesting thing was always apparent to me, that whether it was a stock market correction or the Gulf War, the attack on the on New York and the World Trade Center, I mean, it always stuttered some things. But the consumer always came back, and I think there's such a strong drive to better yourself, whether it's, in home furnishings or buying a different vehicle or whatever the case may be. So I have a lot of experience seeing how the consumer will lead us out of this stuttering portion of the pandemic. And I think that entrepreneurship will, the opportunities will be there. How do you prime it, Bill? That's, I guess that's a question that I would like to pursue a little bit more. And is there something legislatively that can be done to support that?
Mike Weiss-Grimm, is a Republican from Fort Pierre, running for a seat in the State House of Representatives in District 24. Thank you so much for being here with us. We appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thank you.